Good morning and welcome to this family service on this fourth Sunday of the liturgical season of Easter.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Lord, direct our thoughts, help us to pray, and lift up our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Spirit of God fills the whole world.
Amen.
The processional hymn, Christ the Lord is risen again. Alleluia.
Thank you.
Today we focus on one of the great I am sayings of Jesus. I am the good shepherd. We also anticipate Christian Aid Week, which shall begin throughout the nation next Sunday. But firstly, we bring before God all that has been amiss in our lives. As we seek his forgiveness and make our commitment to do better.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us kneel and confess our sins to God our Father. O God, our loving Father in heaven, we confess that we have sinned against you, we have broken your commandments, we have often been selfish, and we have not loved you as we should. For these and all our sins, forgive us, we pray, through our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven. Your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Let us praise God for his mercy. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The hymn, Lo, in the grave he lay.
Jesus, my Lord.
Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life, raise us who trust in him from the death of sin to the life of righteousness, that we may seek those things which are above, where he reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 10, beginning at verse 22. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered round him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one."
The hymn, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is." May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, it's that time of year when nature is springing to new life. One of the church wardens pointed out to me this morning how birds were nesting in the eaves, and the birds literally queuing up to feed their young. The eggs obviously have hatched. The sight of lambs in our countryside, and that comparison of Jesus as the Good Shepherd, which has seen so many representations made, whether in paintings or in stained glass or whatever. Now, folks, you won't be able to see this from where you're sitting, but I will pass it around, because it was, in one sense, a very familiar illustration of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Quite a sentimental pose, but it is of Jesus hugging a lamb with a huge smile. Choir, you'll be able to see from there. Okay. And as I said, just make sure I get it back though, because it's not mine. I have to confess, I have to return it. But it was quite a different illustration to one that I'm used to, but in another very familiar. That's the familiar representation, quite the sentimental representation, but although sheep look beautiful in the countryside, I don't need to tell anyone living in the country that they're not always spick and span clean, that their woolly coats can become dirty, and they can't get the dirt out on their own. They don't have a great sense of direction, so even if they drank from a stream in the morning, by evening, they likely wouldn't remember how to get to the water again. And the point is, they need a shepherd. A shepherd takes care of sheep. A shepherd leads sheep and helps them when they are in trouble. A shepherd pulls dirt out of a sheep's wool and takes care of them if they get sick. Sheep need a shepherd to lead them to water and food. Sometimes they even need someone who will make them lie down in a safe place and rest. And in the Bible, of course, there are many stories about sheep. The Old Testament figure of Moses, who took care of sheep for a long time in the wilderness. Also in the Old Testament, before he became king, a boy named David cared for his father's sheep. He even protected them from a bear and a lion. And in the stories about Jesus, we see Jesus as the Good Shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own, and I am known by my own. He defends us. Sometimes we lose direction too, and he helps us get on the right path. You can hear much of people talking, but one only recognizes the voice of someone close to us in a crowd, like maybe our parents. We could be in a crowd of people. I remember once, this is an out-of-season story, but it's appropriate here. It was one Christmas Eve, many, many years ago. My younger sister was immersed in a queue for Santa Claus. And such was the crowd of children queuing that day that there was no sign of her. And what? Out of all that crowd, she heard my mother and father calling for her, and the family was reunited again. So even in a big crowd like that, the voice of someone familiar, like our parents, or a brother or sister, or our teacher. And similarly, in the crowd in which those followers of Jesus gathered, they heard his voice, the voice of the shepherd saying, "Follow me." Jesus wants us to follow him. He is the good shepherd who will guide us, help us, and teach us. He helps us when we're in trouble, but he is always with us.
Over recent weeks and months, we have all seen the news of the devastating war in Ukraine. We've heard heartbreaking stories of people fleeing violence, not knowing when they'll see their loved ones again. And in Africa, in Zimbabwe, there's another crisis, the climate crisis, which is causing aching hunger for families throughout that region, particularly the northern part of Zimbabwe. And even though it's 7,000 miles away, the war in Ukraine will drive up food prices both in Zimbabwe and in countries around the globe, including our own. Ukraine and Russia produce large amounts of the world's fertilizer and food, like wheat and cooking oil. Without them, vulnerable families will be pushed ever deeper into hunger. But hope does not disappoint. Hope lives in you and me. Every prayer, every gift, every action we take brings hope to people facing disaster, from conflict to climate chaos. So let us join together as we anticipate this Christian Aid Week, as we share hope with our sisters and brothers facing chaos around the world, from Ukraine to Zimbabwe.
I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. May we be known as the sheep of the Good Shepherd in how we support this Christian Aid Week, however we choose to do so. Amen. We respond to the ministry of God's Word by affirming our faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father? Do you believe in God the Son? Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit.
This is the faith of the Church. The hymn during which those involved in the coffee morning later may withdraw. Faithful Shepherd, feed me in the pastures green.
Faithful Shepherd,
let us pray. Rejoicing in the amazing love of God our Father, let us pour out to him our needs, cares, and concerns. Good Shepherd, as we see with sorrow the divisions between Christian groups, we ask you to enable us to become one flock. Father, hear us.
And help us to hear you.
As we see the glaring injustices of wealth and food distribution in our world, we ask you to give us courage to work in your strength towards building a safer and more caring society. Father, hear us.
And help us to hear you.
We pray for all who are working to combat the growing climate crisis in Zimbabwe. We pray for our sisters and brothers caught up in a cycle of drought and hunger, parents struggling to find food and seeing their children go hungry, farmers seeing their crops fail and livestock die. Father, hear us.
And help us to hear you.
We pray for ourselves. We share generously from the abundance that you have given us. Join our voices with those who call for an end to poverty, that lives may be saved and rebuilt with hope for the future. Father, hear us.
And help us to hear you.
We ask your blessing upon Christian Aid and its partners distributing food and tools, seed and fishing gear to help people get back on their feet. We pray especially for a safe space for children, in particular those who are refugees. Father, hear us.
And help us to hear you.
As we watch our children growing up and our parents growing older and feel anxious for their future, we ask you for the assurance of your steadfast love, and we entrust our lives to your perfect care. Father, hear us.
And help us to hear you.
As we see and read in the news of all afflicted by natural disasters, by terrible accidents, by war in Ukraine, and conflict in Afghanistan and Syria, we ask you, O Lord of life, to bring good out of every evil and growth out of every suffering. Father, hear us.
And help us to hear you.
Loving Lord, we thank you for the many joys and blessings you give us each day and for this opportunity to worship you. Merciful Father,
accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
in darkness and in light, in trouble or in joy, help us to trust your love, to serve your purpose, and to praise your name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In gathering all our prayers and praises into one, we pray as our Saviour Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection hymn, When I Needed a Neighbor, Were You There?
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you emptied yourself, taking the form of a servant. Lord Jesus Christ, for our sake, you became poor. Let us say together, be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, raise you up to walk with him in the newness of his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. The recessional hymn, Thine Be the Glory, Risen, Conquering Son. the power of God, hold and lead us.
To raise awareness of the issues as well as vital funds for communities battling the worst of the ongoing climate crisis and the effects of the rising costs of food prices, Christian Aid is this year promoting a 300,000 steps challenge during the month of May, which clocks in at just under 10,000 steps a day. A number of parishioners have decided to take on this challenge, and if you would like to join them, please contact Louise McGregor. Her contact details are in the parish magazine. And as part of the challenge, and to mark Christian Aid Week, a number intend meeting at Hillsborough Forest Park at 7 o'clock on Wednesday the 18th of May to walk and chat their way around the lake. Whether or not you are taking on the challenge, do please come along and join the group to show your support. And if you would like to make a donation, you may do so through the Just Giving page for the parish or in Christian Aid envelopes, which will be available in church from next Sunday. Or you may make a donation directly to the respective parochial treasurers, Patricia Halliday and Hilary Edgar. May God bless all our efforts during this year's Christian Aid Week.